This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one
place in the world. G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, last time, I introduced the bizarre idea that we are running out of sand. Well, to be more specific, we're running out of sand that is suitable for the construction industry. We've got loads of desert sand, but those grains of sand are too smooth to grip to each other, which is what you need in construction. For construction, you need sand from rivers and oceans. This sand has a rougher surface. And construction is the biggest user of sand on the planet. So how much sand do we mine each year? Surprisingly, we do not have a good answer. And there are a few reasons for that. First of all, we usually don't measure it. One overview of 443 scientific papers that dealt with the mining of sand found that only 38 of them, that's fewer than 10%, measured how much sand was being mined. And even when we do measure sand mining, we find huge gaps. Singapore is a great example of that. Since 1960, the population of the city-state of Singapore has grown from about 1.5 million to 5 million inhabitants. The land area has increased by about 20%, some 130 square kilometres, mostly by using sand and gravel to reclaim land from the sea. So let's look at the decade from 2006 to 2016. During that time, Singapore reported that it had imported some 80 million tons of sand from Cambodia. But Cambodia reported that it had exported less than 3 million tons of sand to Singapore. Nobody can properly explain the missing 77 million tons of sand. 96% is a lot to lose as a rounding error. And the final reason that we don't know how much sand we mine each year? Well, that's down to blatant theft. Illegal sand mining is out of control in some 70 countries worldwide. This ranges from a few people in a boat scraping up the underwater sand with a bucket to heavy construction equipment such as bulldozers and big trucks. And it's serious business. In India and Kenya alone, hundreds of people have been killed in the last decade in battles between the residents and the outsiders who were stealing the local sand. So, we do not have clear numbers for sand mining. But overall, a reasonable guesstimate for the construction industry is that we mine about 50 billion tons of aggregate each year, of which about 10 billion is probably sand. And as you would imagine, when you remove massive amounts of sand from its native environment, you can have massive flow-on effects, like with climate change. When you use sand to make 1 ton of cement, you also make 0.9 tons of carbon dioxide. In terms of global warming, the cement industry is one of the larger producers of carbon dioxide, accounting for about 5% of global emissions of the gas. About half of this comes from the actual chemical process, and the rest comes from burning fossil fuels to generate the necessary high temperatures. But climate change isn't the only flow-on effect from all that sand mining. The mining of sand from rivers has effects that are so dramatic that you can see them from satellites in space. In the Mekong Delta, the Vietnamese government reckons that about 500,000 people will have to be shifted away from the river. And this is because the riverbanks are now collapsing as a result of sand mining. And in India, when the sand in the rivers was present, it acted as a local aquifer, trapping the water. But when the sand was taken, the overall water table dropped, and not just in the river, but for kilometres around. And as a result, many rivers no longer even run with water in the dry season. In the oceans, dredging is as brutal as a sledgehammer. It sucks up everything, whether it's animal, vegetable or mineral. So dredging is catastrophic to the local sea life by simply sucking up the living creatures. And in addition, the massive plumes of sediment and increased turbidity that spread out for kilometres also interfere with life under the sea. The effects of runaway sand mining also include loss of land and biodiversity, as well as changes in water flow and water supply in the landscape, such as coastal erosion and pollution of rivers. Now, we know that climate change is causing an increase in extreme weather events. And in some cases, the mining of sand means that we lose that protection against extreme events, such as flood, drought, and storm surges. We can do so much better. We can find more sustainable sources of sand. We can also find alternatives to sand, such as incinerator ash, crushed rock, and even in some circumstances, recycled plastic. We can reuse sand-based materials like concrete and clean demolition waste. We can think outside the box to cut our sand use, finding new methods for building structures, and shift to more efficient materials. But at the moment, a big problem is simply awareness. The global shortage of sand is not even on the radar of most political leaders. We need to talk sand, people! And then hopefully, we can curb our appetite for this overused grain before the sands of time run out.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.